Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the fourth quarter and full year of 2019 conference call of Banco ABC Brasil. With us here today, we have Mr. Anis Chakur, CEO, Mr. Sérgio Lulia Jacob, Deputy CEO, Mr. Sérgio Borejo, Executive Vice President and Investor Relations Officer, Ricardo Moura, Head of Investor Relations, and Vinícius Carmona, IR Manager. This event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Banco ABC Brasil remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast live via webcast and may be accessed through Banco ABC Brasil website at www.abcbrasil.com.br/ir, where the presentation is also available. Participants may view the slides in any order they wish. The replay will be available shortly after the event is concluded. Those following the presentation via the webcast may post their questions on our website. They will be answered by the IR team after the conference is finished. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Banco ABC Brasil management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic conditions, industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Anis Chakur. Anis, you may begin your presentation now.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our conference call for the fourth quarter and year of 2019. On slide two, the main highlights of the quarter and of the full year of 2019. The expanded credit portfolio ended to December 2019 with a balance of 30.1 billion reais, presenting an increase of 6.8% in the quarter and 14.9% when compared to the same period in 2018. The loan portfolio once more presented a solid performance in the quarter, growing 13.2% in relation to the previous quarter and 32.5% when compared to the same period in 2018. The accounting net income reached 145.6 million reais in the quarter, an increase of 11.6% versus the previous quarter and 78.1% when compared to the same period in 2018. In 2019, the accounting net income grew 26.4% when compared to 2018. The recurring net income reached 119.7 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2019, a reduction of 2.7% versus the previous quarter and of 1.5% in relation to the last quarter of 2018. In the year, the recurring net income increased 6.8% when compared to 2018. The accounting annualized return on equity reached 14.6% in the quarter and 13.7% in the full year of 2019. The recurring annualized return on equity reached 12% in the quarter and 12.6% in 2019. The investment banking presented record revenues in the fourth quarter and in the full year of 2019, reaching 46.2 million reais and 113 million reais respectively. On an annual basis, revenues grew 27.8%. On slide three, we compare 2019 actual figures with the guidance for the year. In February 2019, we announced a guidance for the expanded credit portfolio annual growth between 11% and 15%. With the first half of 2019 present economic activity below initial expectations, and with the demand for credit still timid, we decided to announce in August 2019 a revised guidance for the year, with an annual growth between 6% to 10%. As mentioned in our third quarter earnings conference call, in that quarter, we started to experience a significant change in the overall market demand for credit. This trend continued during the fourth quarter, resulting in an annual expanded credit portfolio growth for the year of 14.9%, very close to the top of our initial guidance. Regarding the guidance for personal and other administrative expenses, we indicated in February 2019 an annual increase between 4 to 6%. We closed 2019 with an increase of 7.4%, slightly above the top of our guidance. This expense growth above the guidance was influenced by the anticipation of some of our new initiatives, including the offering of new products and services, such as equity capital markets, project finance, energy trading, rate of payment trading, and mainly the anticipation of our expansion in the middle segment, both in the geographic expansion to other cities, as well as in the expansion of our target market, with the inclusion of clients with annual sales starting from 30 million reais. All those initiatives resulted in a higher personal, technology, and marketing expenses as compared to our initial estimates in the beginning of 2019. On slide 4, we present the evolution of the expanded credit portfolio. We would like to highlight once more the positive performance of the loan portfolio, which grew 13.2% in the quarter and 32.5% in the year. This performance was a result of a relative improvement in the credit market environment. Even considering the reduction in guarantees issued, the strong growth in the loan portfolio contributed for a solid performance in the expanded credit portfolio, which grew 6.8% in the quarter and 14.9% in the year. This performance was above the revised guidance announced in August 2019 of annual growth between 6 to 10% and close to the top of the range announced in the guidance in the beginning of the year of between 11 to 15%. We also present the performance of the expanded credit portfolio broken down by segment. In the large corporate segment, the expanded credit portfolio grew 3.7% in the quarter and 3.4% in 12 months. In the corporate segment, growth was 10% in the quarter and 30.8% in 12 months. Finally, the middle market segment grew 12.2% in the quarter and 17.1% in 12 months. On slide 5, we show a comparison between Banco BC Brasil and Brazilian financial system in terms of the corporate loan portfolio growth on a quarterly basis. We observed that starting March 2019, the bank started to present a loan growth rate considerably above that of the Brazilian financial system, and that from September 2019 onwards, we started to experience an improvement in the demand of credit on all segments which we operate. On slide 6, we discuss the evolution of the middle segment. We launched the middle segment in May 2019, initially restricted to the São Paulo metropolitan area with the support of 10 newly hired officers. After confirming positive initial results, we decided to anticipate in October 2019 the second expansion wave moving into France, expanding geographically by entering into 7 new cities, including the interior of São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, Belo Horizonte, and the south of Brazil, and by expanding our target client base, starting to serve clients with annual sales from 30 million reais, down from the previous lower limit of 100 million reais. This second expansion wave included hiring 16 new officers. During the first half of 2020, we expect to launch the third expansion wave, which will cover additional cities and shall include hiring additional 25 officers. We closed 2019 the middle segment with a total of 166 clients, out of which 82 with credit exposure, and expanded credit portfolio of 785 million reais. We believe that the middle market segment will significantly contribute not only in terms of loan growth, but mainly in terms of positive impact in the financial margin for the coming years. On slide seven, some highlights of each segment. In the large corporate segment, we ended December with 414 clients, out of which 237 with credit exposure, resulting in an average ticket of 58 million reais per client. The large corporate portfolio ended the quarter with an average term of 361 days. In the corporate segment, we ended December with 1,097 clients, out of which 793 with credit exposure, resulting in an average ticket of 15 million reais per client. The corporate portfolio ended the quarter with an average term of 480 days. Finally, in the middle market, we ended December with 381 clients, out of which 255 with client with credit exposure, resulting in an average ticket of 3 million reais per client. The middle portfolio ended the quarter with an average term of 270 days. On slide 8, we discuss asset quality. The first chart shows credit transactions overdue 90 days, which ended December accounting for 1% of the portfolio, a reduction of 0.2 percentage points in relation to the previous quarter, confirming the strong asset quality of the credit portfolio. The second chart shows loan loss provision balance, which ended the 719 accounting for 2.5% of the loan portfolio, a reduction of 0.1 percentage point compared with the previous quarter. On slide 9, we continue with the discussion on asset quality. In the first chart, loan loss provision expenses reached 47 million reais, equivalent to an annualized cost credit of 1.2% in the quarter. It is important to highlight that the increase in provisions versus the provisions quarter is mainly resulted from the growth of 2 billion reais in the loan portfolio. Moreover, the cost of credit continues close to 1% and is in line with the figures observed throughout 18 and 19. In this sense, the increase in loan loss provisions does not indicate a deterioration in the quality of the loan portfolio, fact that can be confirmed with improvement in the non-performing loan ratios as observed in the previous slide, as well as with the decrease in loans rated between D and H, which we will discuss now. Therefore, this is a provision of credit growth. In the second chart, the evolution of loans rated D and E and H. Loans rated D ended December at 1.6% of the portfolio, while the balance of loans rated E and H ended at 2.6%. Both the portfolio rated D as well as the portfolio rated E and H improved in the quarter as a result of the maintenance of high-quality credit portfolios. On slide 10, evolution of our funding. By the end of December, our total funding balance reached 30.1 billion reais, an increase of 2.3% in the quarter and of 8.1% in 12 months. Liquidity remains high and properly priced. The quality of our funding continues to be one of the cornerstones of our business. There is no asset liability mismatch. The bank presents a positive liquidity gap in all future terms. On slide 11, the evolution of shareholders' equity and BIS ratio. We ended December 19 with a reference equity of 5.4 billion reais and shareholders' equity of more than 4 billion reais. The reduction of common equity in the quarter is a result of the growth in the loan portfolio, which was more significant when compared to previous quarters. We closed the quarter with a BIS ratio of 16.89%, comprised of 14.04 of Tier 1 capital, broken down into 12.53% of common equity and 1.51% of additional capital, and 2.85% of Tier 2 capital. All of this capital base is in line with Basel III compliant. On slide 12, we present the evolution of the net interest income. The net interest income reached 258 million reais in the quarter, a decrease of 1.6% quarter over quarter, and an increase of 7.9% year over year. Compared quarter over quarter, the impact of two Selic rate cuts on the remuneration of the shareholders' equity was particularly partially offset by the solid loan portfolio growth. On a year-over-year basis, there was an increase of 3.8% in relation to 2018. The shareholders' equity remunerated CDI rate reached 44 million reais in the quarter, a decrease of 20% quarter-over-quarter and 6.5% year-over-year. Comparing 2019 with 2018, there was an increase of 12.6%. The financial margin with clients reached 164 million reais, an increase of 4.5% quarter over quarter and 6.1% when compared to the same period of 2018. On a year over year basis, there was an increase of 3% in relation to 2018. The financial margin with markets reached 50 million reais in the quarter, flat quarter over quarter, and an increase of 33.4% in relation to the same period of 2018. Comparing 2019 with 2018, there was a decrease of 1.9%. The fourth quarter of 2019 had an annualized net interest margin of 3.4%, a reduction of 0.2 percentage points in relation to the previous quarter and stable in relation to the same period of 2018. In 2019, the NIM reached 3.4%, a 0.2 percentage point reduction in relation to 2018. On slide 13, the evolution of the financial margin with clients and spreads. Regarding margin with clients, we can observe that the increase in the margin was mainly driven by the increase in the average volume of the loan portfolio in the quarter. In the second chart, the evolution of spreads with clients, the healthier credit environment experienced throughout 2019 impact the level of spread. However, this movement was offset with a higher volume of credit. On slide 14, the services revenues. Services revenues reached 96 million in the fourth quarter of 2019, an increase of 32.1% quarter over quarter and 5.1% year over year. On annual basis, there was a reduction of 3.7% in 2019 versus 2018 resulted from the guarantee issued, which was partially offset by stronger revenues from the investment. In the second chart, the share of services revenues as part of the total revenues. In the fourth quarter of 2019, service revenues accounted for 28.7% of the total revenues. In relation to our investment banking, we would like to highlight the growth in capital markets origination volume, which in 2019 increased 84% when compared to 2018. On slide 15, the expenses and efficiency ratio. Personal and other administrative expenses experienced an increase of 6.5% quarter over quarter and 9.4% year over year. When comparing 2019 to 2018, there was an increase of 7.4%. The efficiency ratio reached 36.6% in fourth quarter of 2019, stable in relation to the previous quarter, and an increase of 1 percentage point when compared to the third quarter of 2018. In 2019, the efficiency ratio reached 37%, an increase of 1.2 percentage point in relation to 2018. On slide 16, the profitability. Recurring net income was 120 million reais in fourth quarter of 2019, a decrease of 2.7% quarter over quarter and 1.5% when compared to the same period of 2018. In 2019, the recurring net income increased 6.8% in relation to 2018. The annualized recurring return on equity reached 12% in the fourth quarter, a reduction of 0.5 percentage point in relation to the previous quarter, and 1.3 percentage points in relation to the same period of 2018. In 2019, recurring return on equity reached 12.6%. On slide 17, our guidance for 2020 and 2021. Looking now on our future, we decided to disclose the guidance both for 2020 as well as for 2021, in a way to provide the market with a two-year horizon that captures the evolution of our initiative, especially the middle market. Regarding the expanded credit portfolio growth, our guidance for both 2020 and 2021 are of an annual growth from 11 to 50%. This view results from a business environment more prone to asset growth. It is important to state that the pace of growth in loans should be stronger than the pace of growth of guarantees issued. We have also decided to provide the guidance related to the size of the expanded credit portfolio of the middle segment, reaching between 1.4 billion and 1.6 billion reais by the end of 2020, and between 2.2 billion and 2.5 billion reais by the end of 2021, resulting in a composed annual growth rate of 67 to 78%. Regarding the guidance for expenses, including personal, other administrative expenses, and profit sharing, our guidance for 2020 is of an annual increase from 14 to 18%, and for 2021, of annual increase from 6 to 9%, resulting in a composed annual growth rate from 10 to 13%. These figures already capture the increase in expenses related to our new initiatives, in addition to the middle market, which includes equity capital markets, project finance, energy trading, and risks of payment trading. In summary, we are confident in our business model, in the new initiatives, and in the healthy credit environment which fosters growth. Thus, we should continue to generate positive results to our shareholders. These were the main figures to be presented. Now we remain at your disposal to answer possible questions you may have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Our first question comes from Yuri Fernandes, JP Morgan.
Hi, Anis and team. Thank you very much for the opportunity of making questions. I have actually two questions. The first one is regarding your NII for 2020. I know you don't have a guidance for NII, but should we expect NII growing ahead of loan volumes, below loan volumes? My point is, as you said, like credit should grow more than guarantees, so that should help a little bit, you know, like maybe on NII. And also you have the mix shift towards also benefit NII. But on the negative side, we also have lower interest rate in Brazil and some spread pressure. So just trying to see how the moving parts will hit your top line here. That's the first one. And a second question is regarding your ROE. Again, I know you don't have a guidance for ROEs, but just a trend. Like, should we expect, given the high investments, maybe your cost to income increasing and ROEs coming down in 2020 and maybe accelerating back in 2021, if that should be kind of the trend the management is expecting? And just like a qualitative color would be nice. Thank you.
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for your question. Here is Anis. First of all, regarding the NII, as you said, we don't have guidance for NII. We don't give guidance for NII, but I can give some color regarding this issue. As we mentioned, we are expecting a higher growth in the loan book than in the guarantee book. As a consequence, this should represent an improvement in the benefit in the NII for the NII with clients, and then a reduction in the income with guarantee. So the NII with clients should be benefited by the growth of the loan book and also by the growth of the middle market, which is more aggressive than the average growth of the total loan portfolio of the bank. This is one aspect. Regarding the lower interest rates, the only aspect that we are affecting in terms of reduction of Selic rate is the remuneration of the equity of the bank. This is the main point. So this is totally represented in the NII of the remuneration of the equity of fourth quarter 2019. And for 2020, we are expecting the Selic rate in the level that was announced recently, 4.25%. So this should be the effect. But apart from the remuneration of the equity, there isn't any specific major influence in our results. Regarding the ROE, with the initiatives of the middle market, this is something that will make some impact in the returns of the bank for 2020-2021 mostly. In 2020, we will be having some costs, initial costs, as we are having now, but more intensive, to develop the activity, either in terms of technology and also in terms of back office and hiring of officers. As the portfolio grows, the income will come. But this growth portfolio will take a while to achieve its mature size, in a way that profitability should be reduced or negatively impacted in 2020 because of this, and should be positively affected, showing the outcome of the business, provided that you have a good execution, where in 2020, in 2021, when we will reach a reasonable size of the portfolio, with the spreads that we're seeing in controlling the level of the cost of risk, having all the costs in terms of PEX and CAPEX within the activity, then we should expect for 2021 a better profitability because of the initiative of middle market being concluded. So summarizing your two questions. Better NII should be seen because of the fact that we are growing the loan book in a higher speed than we are growing the guarantee book. ROE, not so brilliant for 2020, but much better from 2021 on, when we will have finished all this starting process of developing the middle market.
Super. Thank you very much, and congratulations on the growth pace this quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Yuri.
The next question comes from Carlos Gomez, HSBC.
Hi, good morning. First of all, thank you very much for providing us with the guidance for 2020 and 2021. It's very useful. I have a question regarding, well, two questions. One is regarding tax rate that you expect for the coming 2 years. I don't see it as part of the guidance. Second, I noticed that in terms of asset quality in the middle market, you actually have zero NPLs. Is that too little? Are you not taking enough risk in that segment? Thank you so much.
Hi, Carlos. Here is Anis. Regarding the tax rate, I'm here with Borejo, our CFO. He can explain to you.
Yeah. Hi, Carlos. Thanks for your question. Regarding tax rate, probably, I mean, it's, of course, it's not a guidance. It's hard to say, but I would say with the increment in the social contribution rate, should be probably 10 or 20 bps higher than our historical rates. Okay. And the second?
In the second question regarding the NPLs for the middle market so far, it's a new portfolio. And as a new portfolio, and also in a benign credit scenario that we are living, puts this outcome. For sure, the NPL should increase, but the middle market that we are expecting in terms of cost of risk, for sure, is higher cost than the corporate or even large corporate. But we are not thinking about having a middle market with high spreads and high cost of risk. Our spread is around 6-7% per year. The cost of risk so far is good because the area is recently in the environment for credit is benign. Time will pass, we'll have some deterioration, but nothing too high. I'd say it would be higher than the average 1% per annum that we see in our corporate segment. And the NPLs so far is zero, as you said, it will increase, but everything totally controlled and giving a substantial improvement in terms of profitability of the bank in case we manage to conclude the way we are expecting.
Thank you. If I can follow up on the tax rate, you said only 20 or 20 basis points higher?
No, I said 100 to 200 basis points. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Anis Shakkour to proceed with his closing statements. Anis, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for having attended our call for the fourth quarter 2019, full year 2019. And if you have any other questions, please, we are here to clarify. Thank you.
That does conclude the Banco ABC Brasil audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.